Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young. The oil washing ashore and moving in sheens in the Gulf is a sickening sight, but it's only part of the picture. Underwater plumes of oil have been detected, some of them tens of miles long and thousands of feet down. But there is little information on that oil's chemical makeup, how it's behaving, and how it might affect marine life. One of NOAA's top research vessels, the Thomas Jefferson, is on a 9-day mission to help answer some of those questions. We talked with Commander Shep Smith just after the Thomas Jefferson set sail from New Orleans. Smith says the Thomas Jefferson has been equipped to seek out underwater oil.
We have deployed a crude oil sensor on what's called a moving vessel profiler. This is a really clever device that we deploy off the stern of the ship that can take a cast while we're underway. So normally, in order to get physical properties of the water column, you would have to stop the ship and lower an instrument down through the water column, taking measurements with onboard sensors. This device will allow us to essentially free fall those same sensors through the water column without stopping the ship, which will allow us to cover a much greater area with the same amount of time.
It sounds to me like you're actually going to be able to sort of track these plumes, not just stopping and dropping place to place, but following it where it goes.
Clearly, if there is a submerged plume, it's not a stable feature, and we would want to continue to monitor and measure the progress of it and the size of it over time. We have the highest confidence in a water sample with laboratory analysis to say that what we're observing truly is oil and it's related to the spill. But on the other side, we can cover much greater territory with much higher resolution with the sonar systems and the moving vessel profiler.
I mean, it sounds very exciting. It's like sea hunt for oil. But on the other hand, it's got to be a little depressing knowing that what you're measuring is signs of possibly great damage to a great resource in the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, I think you put it very well, and it's very sobering. This is actually our second trip out here. When we passed by the spill site on our way into New Orleans last week, we were excited, as you said, to getting all this gear ready. We were finally getting to the spill site. When we finally got there, it got very quiet, and everybody was really quite sober about what we were seeing.
Commander Shep Smith aboard the NOAA research ship, the Thomas Jefferson.